You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Whoa! What is this, the church of what's happening now? Is this St. Walmart Church? Is there a sign that says Macy's out front? What's this about Santa Claus? No, no, no. This is how the song goes. Listen carefully, because when you sing it to your kids, you got to get it right. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Christ the King is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Christ the King is coming to town. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Geez, maybe I'm in the wrong church. It's all about Christ the King, and not about Santa Claus and decorations and all that sort of thing. It's about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And He is the King of the universe. We're told He will come again one day to bring justice to the world. And that was our responsorial psalm. He will come to rule the world in justice. Now, the justice of God is quite different from ours. Let's be honest. You know, we're kind of skimpy with justice when it comes to that, but not Christ. But we're told that He will come again in glory. And next weekend, as I said to the children, is the last Sunday of the church year, and it's always the feast of Christ the King. So it's a special celebration to remember that indeed it's all about Jesus Christ. It's all about His coming again in glory to judge the world. And the question is, are we going to be ready? Okay, He's taking notes, you know, He's judging us, etc. Who's naughty and nice? You know, he knows all that. One preacher put it this way. He said, you know, I've got good news and I've got bad news. The good news is Jesus is coming again. The bad news, you know what that was? Well, yeah, that's one way of putting it. No, he put it a little bit more bluntly, and He's mad as hell. And for sinners, we should be trembling. If we're sinners who stay in our sin, we should be worried. What did that first reading say? It said the coming of the Lord will be like a blazing oven, and sinners like stubble will be burnt up like that. You know, stubble gets dried out and it catches fire and burns up completely. So if we are sinners when the Lord comes, well, watch out. Watch out. But if we fear the Lord, it says we'll welcome the Lord like the sunshine. It'll be wonderful. But what a contrast. And we should be asking ourselves each and every day, are we ready for the coming of the Lord? I mentioned it in past homilies. Are we ready to die? Are we ready for death? And last week we talked about resurrection. Okay, that's another thing that we're supposed to be looking forward to and getting ready for. But the Lord will come one day. And Jesus points to that as well. He says, you know, one day all these stones in the temple will be thrown down. They've already been thrown down. There is no temple in Jerusalem anymore. And He says there will be wars and insurrections and a lot of mayhem and persecution. Are you ready for that? But what does He say? Does He say, yeah, go build a cave in a mountain and stock it with food and guns? No, He doesn't say that. He says, don't be afraid. Yeah, you're going to be persecuted. You're going to be suffering. But continue to be faithful, because you will then be able to give witness to the truth. You will be able to testify to the truth that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. And what's more, Jesus says, don't worry about what you're going to say. Don't prepare your defense. I will give it to you at that time, and nobody will be able to refute it. That's a wonderful promise of the Lord, so that even as things get worse and worse, and they seem to be getting worse and worse in terms of persecution of Christians, in fact, the head of religious rights in England, herself, she's a Muslim, has been saying Christians are the most persecuted group in the world, and we've got to do something about that. But we can expect persecution the more we stick to the gospel message, the more we stick to the teachings of the church. We will be persecuted. We will be called all sorts of names. But Jesus says, don't worry. Don't worry. Yes, prepare. And we know what we're called to do to be prepared. We're called to love God, love our neighbor as ourselves. As we sit here in this church, we're preparing by celebrating the greatest sacrament, the most intimate, powerful moment that we can possibly enter into with God and all the angels and saints. So we're preparing right now as I speak to you. We got to keep on doing it each and every day, keep asking ourselves, am I preparing in the proper way? Am I looking only at myself, my own well-being, comfort, and convenience? Am I stocking this away or enjoying myself in this way? Or am I saying, no, Lord, everything revolves around you. And so I want to let go of my false gods, my idols. I want to let go of my selfishness, my greediness, so that I can better serve you. Because God has not only given us right now glory, because we're sharing in the glory of heaven right now. We may not see it or realizing it, but we are sharing in heaven right now. But he also promises that if we are faithful, if we get through all that suffering and persecution with our eyes fixed on Christ, we're going to go right up with the Lord and all the angels and saints to enjoy heavenly peace and joy, a joy that goes beyond anything we can possibly experience in this life. So one of the things, as last week we heard about resurrection, we're specifically talking about God raising our physical bodies and glorifying them. And boy, I tell you, I can't wait to wake up in the morning without pain. You know, in the joints, you know how that feels? Oh, Lord, here we go. Then your joints get lubricated and it seems okay. Or that we're not going to have to worry about getting a good night's sleep. Now, we don't know exactly what that resurrection of the body is all like, but that's part of the promise and fulfillment that God gives us as a way of saying, hey, there's great things that will come about. All you need to do right now is keep walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, and we know again what they are. So, yes, there are going to be wars and insurrections and, you know, we have these big typhoons that are bigger than ever nowadays, and hurricanes and earthquakes. Is it the end times? Well, I don't know. I mean, it is in one sense that we know eventually the world's going to come to an end. But we don't have to worry about all of that. All we have to focus on each and every day is being faithful to the Lord, loving God, worshiping God, praising God, thanking God for everything he's done for us and continues to do for us, and to love our neighbor as ourselves, to see Jesus Christ in the face of everyone, even people we may not like or we wish would just get out of the way because of the evil they're doing. But we're called to love everyone and to support everyone in their walk towards Christ and to be signs of Christ in the world, to show the love, the mercy, the patience of Christ to others so that they'll want to know more about Jesus Christ, who, as John says, is the way, the truth, and the life. So we've got a lot of responsibility on our shoulders, but it's a good one. It's a good one. And if we're faithful to it as best we can, the Lord will say when he comes, whether it's in our immediate death or if the end of the world happens, we'll be able to open our arms to him and say, Lord, I am ready. I am looking forward to meeting you face to face and being with you in heaven with all the angels and saints and knowing joy and glory. But in the meantime, while we're waiting for that, we have a lot of work outside these doors to spread the gospel message, to evangelize, to do what Paul did. Paul's a great example of someone who took literally what the gospels taught him, what Christ taught him, and he took it out into the world. Hundreds of miles he traveled simply to say, it's all about Jesus Christ, King of the universe, who we praise and glorify each and every day. So as you go forth, think of your own readiness in terms of that journey and of waiting for the Lord, and what do you need to do to get more ready? And I think one of the best ways to get ready is by sharing our faith with others, because the more we do that, even if we stumble in doing doing that, we're going to want to know more about our faith, know more about God, so that we can be better proclaimers of the gospel message. So whether we're healthy or sick, old or young, educated or not, it doesn't matter. We've got the good news, and we're called to celebrate it each and every day. So get ready, watch out, he is coming.